This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. College basketball conference tournaments are heating up all over the country, and certainly for the DMV, we got the A-10 going on at Cap One Arena. We are watching SEC, you know, Big 12, everybody. And for me and a whole lot of others, we're watching the Maryland Terrapins. They debut tonight against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. The best Maryland coverage on the planet, frankly, is Inside MD Sports. The author is Jeff Ehrman. Ehrman joins us now. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm ready for the madness. You guys?
Oh, yeah.
We're there. How about that Kentucky shot last night?
I haven't even seen it yet. I was out all last night. I haven't watched any of the highlights. You got the scoop for once on me over college.
Hey, there were a lot of shots and a lot of good games. I'm telling you, people say what they want. This time of the year, college basketball is as big as any sport out there.
It's my favorite time of year for sports.
Yep.
So are you in Indy for the Big Ten tournament, or I don't know where you might be on this
I'll be out there tomorrow, assuming they win today.
Okay. I don't think today is a given whatsoever. I think Illinois is really good. I watched that game last night. I was doing some scouting. I watched Illinois-Iowa last night. When Maryland beat Illinois pretty good during the regular season, but didn't Illinois have, like, COVID or Ebola or the flu? Like, the whole team was sick for a month or something.
Yeah, they were sick, and they were, most importantly, missing their 7-foot center, who's really good, one of the better centers in the Big Ten. So this time he's healthy. You know, Illinois struggled down the stretch. They were hot early in the season, got into the top 10 nationally, faded a little bit, some of that because of the illness. But they're still number 17 in KenPom, still going to be a pretty high seed. And, you know, they have the center who I mentioned. They have a kid, Jack, I can't even say his name properly, Jack Uchionis, I believe, is a top 10 pick, freshman point guard. And you look at the point spread, Maryland's only favored by 1.5 points, which is lower than you'd typically expect.
Can Maryland go and win this tournament? Will they better their positioning in the tournament?
Yeah, B. Mitch, they definitely would. The catch being that, you know, by the time this tournament is done on Sunday afternoon, the bracket is pretty much done. So, you know, winning it doesn't have quite as much effect. You know, they could switch it around a little bit. It could help, but, you know, beating Illinois will help. That's a valuable win. Next round, if you were to beat Michigan or Purdue, that's a valuable win. So even if you don't win at all, you know, right now, I think on average, they're probably a 4.5 seed, I would say, on average, if you average everybody's bracket together. So, you know, there is a chance, I would say, that if they were to win this or at least go to the finals, maybe you creep up to the number 3 line, especially with Iowa State and some of these other teams losing.
As they How do coaches balance? I've always wondered this. The conference tournaments are awesome. It's four games in 4 days, whatever it is. How do you balance a team like Maryland that's firmly in the tournament? I mean, they're a top 10, top 15 team. How do you balance the importance of these conference tournaments with the focus on next week?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not only the focus, but also, you know, your stamina. If you play three games in a row, you'll have several days, obviously, to rest, but it still would be three games in 3 days. So there's always that question of, is it better just to lose early? Not that you're going to try to lose early, but especially for a team that, like Maryland, is not deep at all. You know, you're relying on your five starters for pretty much everything scoring-wise. But, you know, I think that they'll go out there focused on trying to win. I think that they understand it would boost their seed. And also for Maryland, you know, it's long overdue for them to make a run in the Big Ten tournament. They've really struggled there. I think they have the second worst winning percentage in the conference there and haven't been to the semi. They made the semifinals in their first 2 years in the conference, and it seemed like, you know, oh, they're going to be a player in this thing, and they haven't been back to the semi since then. So they are long overdue to kind of announce their presence in Indy.
Absolutely. I saw you tweet this earlier. We're 20 years removed from that John Gilchrist ACC championship Terp run. How wild is it? I mean, I still think of Maryland basketball as this important team, and I know from like a ratings and attention standpoint, when Maryland gets good, a lot of people pay attention, but it's been so long, man. Do you think this is a team that can sustain it and get deep into a tournament and make a lot of people care again?
Yeah, it definitely is, JP. Like, I see the, you know, from my perspective, you get to see the engagement online and things like that, and there's more excitement right now than there's been since at least that team 5 years ago that had its, you know, chance to make a run in the tournament stripped away because of COVID. People are excited. And it feels like a tipping point, you know. If you were to go out there and lose early in the tournament, I think you'd lose a lot of that momentum. But it's a chance to win back a lot of fans and also win some new fans, you know, if you can make that deep run that really hasn't happened since the national championship, basically. You know, they had a Sweet 16 the year after that. And the only Sweet 16 since then was 2016 when they were beaten pretty soundly by Kansas. So there might be no more, you know, no program with a more rich history that has had such a long drought in terms of going deep into the tournament.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Specific to tonight, how does Maryland win? Also, please tell me this game is just on television and I don't need an app.
Yeah, the game's definitely on TV.
What, a Big Ten?
Oh, I got you. It is on Fox Sports.
All right. Okay. Like FS1?
I'm sorry, Big Ten Network streaming on Fox Sports, I should say.
All right.
You said streaming. Yeah, I mean, can I put it on my television by using a remote control?
Yes, Big Ten Network, and you're good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've owned Illinois lately. I think they've won 7 of the past 9. Several of those were in Illinois, 4 or 5 at Illinois, including a couple where Illinois was top 10 and were pretty big upsets. So there's no team, at least among the top-tier teams in the Big Ten, who they've performed as well against the past several years. But
that makes me
Illinois
nervous.
You don't need to be concerned about complacency.
That makes me nervous, dude.
Yeah, it does, because it does make you nervous, because they're going to, you know Illinois is going to come in motivated, you know, not obviously overlooking Maryland and looking for some revenge for all these losses they've taken. I think a big thing is to bottle as much as you can. The point guard, Jackachionis, who I mentioned, is a lottery pick this year, 6'6 kid. I feel like he plays a lot like Gravis Vasquez did. But they held him in check pretty well in the first game this year. He had, I think, 7 turnovers, struggled from the field. So, you know, if they can do that again, they should be in good shape. But, again, they'll have to contend with the 7-footer Ivicic inside, so it's a different matchup than it was the first time.
Do we fear Juju Reese foul trouble going against a big fella?
Always possible, but he's really cut down on that habit this year tremendously. His two biggest issues over the years, as everybody knows, were free throw shooting and foul trouble. He's got his free throw shooting up to about 73% after being in the mid-50s the past 2 years, and he's really cut down on the foul trouble. So, you know, it's always a concern, but it is something that he's gotten a lot better at.
Dude, specific to Juju, I don't know the next time we're going to see a 4-year player at one college. He has really impressed me just as a human. And his stroke is clean now. Like that little lefty, I love the little turnaround in the lane. Like he has really evolved as a player, I think.
Yeah, it's funny. When he came to Maryland, he was kind of viewed as a face-up 4 kind of guy. He shot some threes as a freshman and didn't look bad doing it, and then became a back-to-the-basket player almost completely. And now, late in his career, he's starting to do a little bit more face-up. That little lefty hook shot or the little short kind of floater has become money during the past, you know, month or so. He's played at a really high level, especially on the defensive end. I thought he was snubbed for the defensive all Big Ten defensive team. So yeah, he really has developed. He still doesn't really shoot the three. Neither he nor Derek Queen make threes, so that's one weakness. But, you know, he's come a long way, and you have to give him credit, like you said, because, you know, he got there as a freshman and Mark Turgeon left 8 games into the season, the guy who had recruited him. So then that was a lost season. That was their first losing season in 30 years. Then they had a good season the following year, and then last year they had their second losing season in 30 years. He considered transferring and decided not to, stuck it out, and so you have to give him a lot of credit for that. Holy. Because, you know, in this era of college basketball, I feel like 90% of guys are probably transferring in that situation.
Yeah, totally. They do it all the time.
You know, what's interesting, too, is one of the knocks on the program under Turgeon's leadership was guys didn't improve. And I feel like we've seen Juju improve. And maybe he would have under Mark, too. I don't know that there's a direct corollary there. But he definitely has with Willard and this team.
Yeah, he has. He's made huge strides. You know, occasionally still some of the old flaws kick in, but you know, the jump from on the free throw shooting, I think, is the most important part. To go from mid-50s to 73 is huge, and not many guys make that kind of jump, especially big men late in their career. Usually by that point, a lot of times, if you're not a good free throw shooter, then that's just who you are. So that's a big factor of confidence, I would say, going into March, because we know how many games come down to free throws in the final few minutes.
For sure. All right. Do you like him tonight? I'm nervous.
Yeah, I think.
Especially since you said they handled him all these times.
Yeah, there is. Illinois is probably a little more hungry for that big win. You know, probably needs it a little more. Obviously, they're very solidly in the tournament, but in terms of their seeding, and you know, they're healthy now. When you look at that point spread, if you're a believer in Vegas knows all, and you see that only 1.5, when public perception probably is Maryland is, you know, a solid 4 or 5 point favorite at least. That probably makes you a little nervous, but they are playing extremely well lately. They've won 13 of their past 16, I believe it is. The only 3 losses out of those 16 were buzzer beaters. So you're a few buzzer beaters away from, you know, 16 straight wins. Obviously, it works both ways. They won some close ones too, but and they've had Illinois' number. So I like their chances, but it is very far from a gimme. Mm-hmm.
Very, very far. Winner of this gets the winner of Michigan-Purdue?
Correct.
All right. We're going to have to talk again next week. Next week, I need a second weekend in the NCAA tournament. I need that in my life, okay?
I hope so, man. We will will it to existence. It is many years overdue. I hope so for all the Terps fans out there.
Jeff, thank you for the time, bro.
Hi, Jeff. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Ehrman. Check out his work at Jeff_Ehrman, E-R-M-A-N-N, or at Inside MD Sports. Dude does a great job with the Terps, knows everything that program has going on. Coming up, Javon Kinlaw introduced himself to the Commanders, and I think folks are going to love what he had to say.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.